Paul Ramel here in the studios. We're going to talk a little bit about MELT that's happening at Lockbarrow Valley High School on Monday. And the assistant director of the Minnesota River Valley Education District, Brandon Ramel, who happens to be my son, is on the phone with us to tell us all about it. Brandon, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and it's a pleasure to be able to talk about this event.
Yeah, it's a huge event. Year after year, it's hosted by Lockbarrow Valley High School, isn't it?
Yeah, we're on, I think, about year six at Lockbarrow Valley, and it's a great great place. We'll talk a little bit about what the MERVAD is and kind of, you know, what's going to happen out there. But the MERVAD consists of nine school districts all here in basically southwest central Minnesota, ranging from down Mineota up to Ortonville, over to Renville, and basically everything in between there. And and it's a big day. It's about 600 plus teachers will come out to Lockbarrow Valley High School, and they'll participate in a variety of different professional development sessions.
Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about an event called MELT, and what does that stand for?
MELT stands for MERVAD Educators Learning Together. And so that's been the name of this for quite some time, even when I was a teacher in Granite. Prior to taking this job, it's been called MELT, and it's we've kind of shuffled it around to different locations, try to keep it fairly centrally located in the MERVAD, and now we're going on year six at Lockbarrow, because every year after the conference, we evaluate the conference, and our superintendents, our principals, teachers are relatively happy with the location. Mm-hmm. You know, Lockbarrow Valley High School is fairly easy to get around. You know, once you're in it for a couple times, you really understand, you know, where different classrooms are. And it's the good thing is it's all on one level, and space big enough to feed 600 people as well in the commons out there. So it's a perfect location. Lockbarrow Valley has been awesome to work with. Year after year, they know what to do, and it creates a lot less stress on our part to know that we can show up Monday morning. We know the things that need to be done are going to be done.
Mm-hmm. So what's the purpose of MELT?
So it's basically to provide professional development for teachers, to keep them kind of updated on different things, from technology tools. You know, as we all know, you know, computers and all that kind of stuff are changing rapidly, and they're in the classroom, and kids are bringing them to the classroom. So we need to, you know, figure out how to use these things in the classroom. And so there's a lot of technology sessions throughout the day. A lot of different things on mental health. That's a big thing now, kids' mental health, and they added in a new requirement because teachers need so many hours of professional development for their teaching license, and within that there are certain areas they must take some classes in, and like technology and mental health are one of those areas, and they just added in this past year a requirement on suicide prevention and being able to recognize the warning signs of suicide in kids, and so that's a really big session. We have Brian Scogan, who is the counselor in Canby. He's actually going to come over and teach that session. Does a phenomenal job. He's done it for me a couple times, and so, I mean, just a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some different things on like reading, you know, reading strategies, that type of stuff.
How many presenters do you have, and how are there any that come from far away?
Yeah, we'll have probably about a total of 60 different presenters presenting roughly 100 sessions throughout the day. I think we ended up with 102. Now, that's not 102 different sessions, because we do repeat some of them, but 102 things to choose from for teachers throughout the day. We have a professor, two professors coming out of Mankato. They talk about the opioid addiction and how that's you know, getting bigger. We hear that on the news, you know, the epidemic of opioids, and they're going to come out and talk about how that's affecting our kids and things. And so, you know, and experts in their field. So, I mean, it's a pretty big thing, and it's a pretty big, it's nice to have some of these bigger, you know, some bigger name speakers to come in. We have a guy from Duke University coming in, which is probably, he's going to get the award for furthest traveled. He's a sports psychologist. He works with Duke University. He works with professional sports teams as well. Had the opportunity to team with Region 3A and Montevideo Schools to help kind of defray the costs a little bit. He's going to come out on Sunday night and speak to coaches, and then he's going to come Monday and speak to our teachers. And then in the afternoon, he's going to speak to Montevideo athletes and parents as well, Monday afternoon. So That's a pretty big deal. I mean, to have somebody from Duke University come out to rural Minnesota to, on a day when it's going to be, it looks like it's going to be about negative 10 degrees out, so hopefully we don't scare him away.
Yeah. What was he presenting on again?
He's going to talk about basically being a good teammate, collaboration, teamwork, and classroom culture is the name of his key factors in your success as a teacher is the name of his session. And so he's going to soon be talking about how do we work together, how do we create a good classroom culture to our teachers on Monday. And then Sunday night he's going to be talking about the art of coaching and different things. And so he's written a couple books and stuff. And last year I was approached by Bob Gray, and Bob Gray had said, how would you like to team together? And so we talked about it, and he contacted him. He said, yeah, I'm available that day. So he's going to come on out and be able to speak to our teachers.
Good. Well, a lot of things happening at Lock Braw Valley High School on Monday, and you got to feed all them teachers too. So tell what's the daily schedule like?
Well, so we start the day at 8:40 is our first session. The sessions are an hour long, and so 8:40 to 9:40 is session one. Then we give a little bit of a passing time break in the morning, and we have another session from 9:55 to 10:55, and then another little break, and then 11:10 to 12:10, and then we'll eat lunch. Believe it or not, we can get 600 people through. And hats off to Lock Braw food staff, but we can get 600 people through in about 45 minutes to feed them. And the joke is, if you're a teacher, you'll understand this, but teachers need to eat fast anyways. They usually only have about a 20-minute lunch, so the 45 minutes is heaven for some of them. But and then we'll also we'll have one more session in the afternoon, and then be done by 2:00. So. We always cross our fingers. It's in January here that the weather cooperates, and for some reason, historically, this is the coldest week of the year. So, nonetheless, it's going to be pretty cold on Monday, but we'll still make it work, and Lock Braw will be a nice, warm, and inviting place.
All right. So, if you drive by Lock Braw Valley High School on Monday and see the parking lot completely full, you know why. Melt is going on.
Yeah, so. And it's like I said, big thank you to Lock Braw Valley High School. Lock Braw Valley School District in general of hosting this event. It is a big event, and it really does not go off with only the work of one or two people. It takes a village to make it go. So thanks to everybody that's involved.
Yeah, and your office there at Minnesota River Valley Education in Montevideo, it is the biggest event you do during the year, right?
Yeah, we actually do three big events, but this is our biggest event that we have. With the number of sessions, but yeah, I mean, it takes a village. Mary Brown, Pam Bruins, Karen Jacobson, and we hired another administrative assistant, Gloria Stotesbury, as well. And so we have a handful of people that are working hard in this office to make this go, and Monday will come whether or not we're ready or not, and we are ready, but it'll be here.
All right, thanks, Brandon, for informing us what's going to happen at Lock Braw Valley on Monday then.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's Brandon Ramo, Assistant Director of the Minnesota River Valley Education District in Montevideo, talking about MELT going on at Lock Braw Valley High School on Monday.